Are you drawing Justin Bieber?
I'm drawing you.
Oh, God. I really need a haircut, guys.
If you want to know what's on our minds, if you want to know what's in our eyes, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. If you want to know that we are here, if you want to know that we are queer, listen to Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
Welcome everybody to episode 5 of Queer Eye for the Pink Eye. I'm Joey.
I'm Diana.
And today we have Ashley as a guest.
Ahoy hoy.
And Ashley is a lesbian
who has Hey now.
Oh, was that offensive?
You don't know that.
Well, I haven't had sex with you. So I assume you're a lesbian. Ashley has a Justin Bieber haircut.
Oh, God.
And she is a librarian. Stereotype. And she is hilarious and demented, and we're very glad to have her. And she's also an old friend, actually.
Ooh, connection.
She is best friends with episode, what was it,
three.
Guest, Michael Martin. And welcome, Ashley, to our queer.
Welcome!
Oh, thank you.
Andiamo!
I'm very happy to be here, and very sad that I did not book a haircut for earlier today. I thought, you know, it's a podcast, no one can see me, but now I learned that I should have gone for it.
Yes, you should have known me mock the hell out of you.
You didn't know I would draw a very accurate picture.
It looks just like her if she was to lose her hands in a horrible accident.
I know, why don't I have hands?
Well, now that you mentioned it, I'm not going to add the hands.
Good.
Okay.
So we met Ashley when I started dating her best friend, Michael. And Ashley became a part of our lives way back then, and much hilarity ensued from that point of our lives on. And at one point, we actually recorded a song for Ashley.
You and I did?
Me, Diana, and Michael recorded a song for Ashley. Was it for your birthday?
Yes, it was.
And I thought that I would share that song with the Faggles, and it'd kind of be like a way to get to know all of us. So here, I'm going to play it.
In grade one.
Do you remember this?
We sacrificed book bugs and she forced me to urinate on Christian sweaters.
True story.
I'm never gonna forget her. Now that I met her, wanna bet her. Ashley Dunn, she's so much fun when she comes. I've been slamming her hard since grade one. I'll never forget her first orgasm.
I feel awkward and weird about that. Grade one.
Ashley, I met her in a cafe. I tapped her on the shoulder that day. I said, hey, is your name Ashley? She said, yes, it is. And I said, nice to meet you, Mrs. Dunn. Now that I've met her, I want to bet her. Ashley Dunn, she's so much fun when she comes. Michael and her both do me off the bum, but they haven't told each other yet.
Oh my God, I'm worried about my segment. I don't remember.
Dang it. Day I met Ashley Dunn, her head was bald as a baby's ass. I said, Ashley, dear, you're kind of a freak. And I said, let's go see a movie about Buke.
We watched X-Men.
Now that I met her, wanna bet her. Ashley Dunn, she's so much fun when she comes.
Wow.
She uses her head when we're having sex in our bed. Bald chicks are really hot in the sack.
Wow!
Now that I've met her, I want a better Ashley Dunn. She's so much fun when she comes.
It's catchy, right?
It is.
We're all screwing her, but not together. But each other doesn't know it yet. But each other doesn't know it yet.
Holy fuck, that is a flashback. Weird? That's from like 7 years ago.
If you haven't gathered from listening to our podcast, me and Diana are demented. Like, if you look around the apartment, you will see it. So there's a portrait of us.
I love the portrait.
Like, disfigured. Okay, so I have this picture of me and Diana on our wall that I printed off and framed, where I took like Photoshop and I liquidated our faces. And people come over and they're horrified by it. Like, there's very few people that actually find it amusing. My sister comes over and she looks like her eyes well up with tears, and she's like, "That makes me sad." She's like, "It makes me think like you're burn victims."
Well, when I saw it, I thought, I wish I had this picture to show people. I'd be like, "Oh yeah, and my friends Joey and Diana, you would love them." And then I show that picture and they're like, "Oh god, I thought you said they were hot." And then it's just this really unfortunate looking picture.
Well, what I like is that it's our natural faces that have been slightly altered. So I have like a fat feline expression, and Joey's got like this encephalitis enlarged head with like large alien eyes. But it's still us. It's just kind of altered enough that you don't notice till you look closer.
Yeah.
And then it's disturbing.
Yeah.
Faggles, if you want to see the picture, I'm going to upload it and put it on the Facebook page. You can peruse our horrificness. And then if you look around the apartment a little bit more, there's a stocking hanging on the wall under the portrait.
Right.
Beside the stocking. I'm not even joking. Like, I exaggerate on the show a lot, but this is for reals. And then beside the stocking is a mask. It's a clear mask that has makeup on it.
I love that.
If you put the mask on, it looks like you're really scary and have makeup on. And then if you look, turn around a little bit more, there's a lizard hanging on the wall.
Two dead lizards.
You have a lizard?
In front of another mask.
They're actual skinned lizards stuck belly to belly.
Splayed.
I used to have a lizard.
Back to back.
Did you buy it from Chinatown?
No, it was from Costa Rica.
Like a real, alive
a
one,
A real
right?
lizard. No, like,
well,
it was
not
live
anymore.
And I once, I went into the elevator. I lived in Totem Park at UBC.
Mm-hmm. I remember
and
this.
I went into the elevator and unscrewed the fluorescent light so that the lights were out. Mm-hmm. And I had a weird rat puppet that I kept a flashlight in so it glowed like pinkish red. And then I had the lizard, and people would come in and they would be all drunk or totally baked from their night out. It was like a Friday night or something. I had nothing better to do, so I went with a friend into the elevator and we said, "What floor, please?" And then had the like weird, and then they would get in, the doors would close and the lights were totally off, so it was just dark. And then we would hum elevator music with the rat totally like with the flashlight on, so it was a glowing floating rat. And
that is awesome.
La 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 la. And one girl was like, "Aah!" And she like just hit next door and like ran out, and I puked in the stairwell. It was great. One of my best achievements at university.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So lizard came in handy though, but somebody was so freaked out they hit it and it broke its leg.
Oh.
Stuffed with sawdust, by the way.
Yeah. I thought it'd be cocaine. I brought it from Costa Rica.
It probably was. Probably just got swapped out once. It was. Oh my god.
That explains that dude bumping into me.
Huh. That explains why we were playing that weird game where we'd sing elevator music and ask people, "What floor, please?"
We were touching the narcotic lizard.
I wonder.
Why did that weird drunk lizard inspire that?
Oh my god. Trapped lizard. Something to think about. Reshaping my childhood, really.
Yeah, really. Huh.
Also, in our apartment, we have two figurines in our plant. And on the TV stand, there's a stuffed crow, raven. And beside the raven is a Christmas reindeer.
This is the best.
Oh, I thought it was a monkey wearing a Christmas hat. Seriously, you guys. I need to get that. Hold on. Okay. I didn't see that it had a red nose. It just looked like...
Okay, it's kind of got a monkey-like look.
You have a bat, an insane bat deckle with maybe something weird, like he's wearing like a crown that's spurting blood and there's just blood all around him.
I didn't even notice that part.
I don't know what's happening. Then you have bloody footprints, which is like so different from bloody handprints. Like how does somebody's foot get up there? And like both of them. It's not just one foot and then the foot, like, it doesn't drag. There's no bloody drag marks.
You pretty
it's
much just run like, across.
Press my foot onto your window. And then there's just like three little blood spatters. Like they
were dripping from their crotch.
Or maybe they were like mooning somebody. They're like, you know what? My feet are covered in blood, but I really feel like mooning somebody. So they're spreading their ass and they're just sitting with their feet on your window. And then like spitting some blood up above.
Out of their mouth really, as they are mooning.
It doesn't really paint a horror picture.
How is that not horrific, what you just described?
Yeah. I think most humans qualify that as horrifying.
You're like, you know it what? Doesn't really paint. That's
no, you know what? This is something I would love to see from my apartment window. Somebody getting murdered and their bloody hand streaking on the window would be actually horrifying, but somebody having like bloody feet and taking the time to spread their cheeks for me across the street, that is something
What adds that element of classiness is that the whole thing's framed in Christmas lights. They're not plugged here. Let me plug them in for you.
Thank you.
So the moral of the story is me and Dan are demented roommates.
Mm-hmm. We were too lazy to take down our Christmas and Halloween decorations. They're going to be up till we move. I know it.
Just leave at least the blood spatter when you move out.
Okay.
Our new landlords are Asian, and they seem the type of Asian that's very superstitious, because many Asians are superstitious, to the point where there's no fourth floor on our building, or 14th floor, or 24th floor. So
or
13th it'd be,
floor. It goes from 12 or to 15. 13. It's crazy.
So it would, and I think red has some sort of meaning to them. So
it's luck.
Oh, well then it's lucky feet.
Yeah. Lucky feet.
lucky blood splatter feet.
These are our lucky feet.
Oh, God. Oh.
You know, I saw Lady Gaga in concert when I went to go see the New Kids on the Block.
When they were at Jam Place?
Yeah, yeah. And she...
Because I was so into that, too. Free tickets, in my case.
Yeah, same. Yeah,
why else would you go?
In a box seat. Yeah.
Me too! Booze.
Me too!
Yeah!
What the fuck?
It was dang it.
That is weird.
Wasn't it so disgusting when Joey was like, not you, Joey, but Joey McIntyre, when he was like, you've been waiting for this moment since you were 13.
Yeah, I remember that.
You're not 13 anymore.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
I got a reaction shot of all the people I was with, and we're all like, bleh. So gross.
All I remember from that entire concert is the level of shrillness from the people below because we were in the box seats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It hurt my ears. I've never been to a concert where it actually hurt my ears because the level of shrillness of the people screaming was so like... And just sustaining that. They were sustaining that the entire concert.
It's because they're in their 30s. Ladies in their 30s, they got nothing to scream about anymore. So it's the New Kids.
It was madness. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
But,
or heard.
Did you see that there was a board for people to text messages to New Kids on the Block and it would appear on this board?
Yeah.
And so I texted to the board.
Yeah.
A huge mistake, because later I had to, like, text again to be like, stop texting me, because it kept on giving me updates and shit and I get charged for it or something. But never do that at a concert. Sucks. But I really want it. I said, Jordan and Jonathan should make out hot, and it didn't appear on the board.
What? They censored it?
Of course
they were censoring it.
I mean, most people say I'm a doofus, and
I feel it would make people feel uncomfortable because they know that there's tension about how Jonathan didn't want to be in the band anymore because he's gay.
Is that what?
I don't have it with me. I have a keychain, a New Kids on the Block keychain, and they're all like, yeah, bros. And then Jonathan's kind of in the background wearing sunglasses like, hey guys.
From that keychain alone, you're like, gay.
Yeah, basically.
That's your proof. I like that you cite your keychain as your proof.
That's my source.
Your source. Seriously, guys. I don't have it with me.
State your source.
But I have this keychain.
Yeah, I feel it's important to have a source. As a librarian, people trust me as a source of information.
That's true. Wow. Reliable source.
Ew, and the Wahlberg guy?
Yeah, oh, wow.
He was so nasty. You know, he just wants BJs all the time.
I know. Horrible. I remember, God, it's so weird how much you remember about the concert. I just remember holding my hands over my ears after one point because it just hurt. It literally hurt me physically, like a dog with a dog whistle.
I feel like this is the weird thing, and it's really hard for me to explain this because it's like an experience. It's almost like trying to explain a dream to somebody, but I was in the box seats too, and I remember looking down, and all I could see was like a sea of people, and at one point, they become like the thousands of people became this one pulsating alien monster.
Yes!
And like, it was just like, they were like, and like moving in rhythm, it blurred out, and I'm like, and like my head started going like, it started to become a dream-like situation.
I know, the oscillating on your ears had reached such a pitch, it started wobbling in and out, and you're just like, this is hurting. The alien creatures become one. Run for your life, box office holders.
And then the 3 mile long slug monster ate all of the new kids.
Except for Jordan. He fought them off with his gay vibe.
He's the one who said, he was the hero of the whole situation.
Yeah.
He like spewed out his gay dar.
No, wait, Jonathan.
Sorry, Jonathan.
Yeah. Oh, Jordan.
Jordan. Let's not get them confused.
I know. I don't even guys.
How could you get Jordan confused with Jonathan?
Honestly.
All I know is one of them had a wind machine and an open, fluttery white shirt.
Yeah.
That's probably Jordan.
Okay, that was horrible. I kept like wincing, literally wincing while watching it. It was so cheesy.
He's, it was
like,
really bad.
Singing a love song for the ladies in the audience with the like open shirt, so it's showing his like not too defined chest.
And like, what was that? Like Danny Wood? He like dedicated a song. He's like, this is for my mom who died of cancer. And then it was like, girl, I wanna stick it in you. It was really disturbing. And I was like, God, why are you using this as an intro? They had like a montage of his mom or something, and then they started singing about doing some trick.
Oh my God, it's so true. I forgot about that.
It was the weirdest concert I've ever been to for real. Ashley was telling us librarian stories earlier because it's hard to be a demented lesbian librarian.
Hey now.
Why do you get offensive to things that are so obviously true?
Okay. Well, I feel like there's...
You feel like I'm misrepresenting you?
Yeah, I feel there's a certain association with lesbian. I don't identify that way because you. Like, people who are lesbians are people who are from the suburbs. I'm clearly a city girl, obviously queer. I think that Gujin Pyo from Boys Over Flowers is very hot. You know, I feel like
is that
a
boy or a girl?
That's a boy.
Okay. We were having a conversation earlier where you were talking about how these people were fascinated by someone who was transgendered or had transitioned from one gender to another. And they were like, well, I don't get it because are they lesbian or is there girl? Like, and I think that it's everybody needs to put labels on things, and that's a very human but very strange thing that we do. So fair enough. If
you can be classified from henceforth as city queer.
I feel sums it up. Like the politics of like gays and lesbians, I feel, is totally weird and suburban and like 20 years behind. Like I just feel it's perfect. Super awkward, and I don't like to be thrown into that.
I agree.
I don't go to Lick, the lesbian club in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Because it's a lesbian club in Vancouver, they have milk bottles cemented into the wall. That is fucking nasty.
And it's called Lick.
Yeah, and it's called Lick. Ever.
I also get a little bit of an awkward vibe whenever I go to Lick.
Wiggins? Would you call it Wiggins?
I get the Wiggins.
Yeah.
I would classify it as that, yes.
Yeah. It's like, okay,
odd,
before...
odd place to go.
Well, like, you know, I used to go to like queer discussion groups when I was at UBC, mm-hmm. And trying to be involved in things. Yeah. And And, you know, before the L word, we would talk about Buffy, and we'd talk about Xena.
Yeah.
And then the L word came along, and everyone's like, the L word, let's talk about the L word, and let's all get our hair cut like Shane, and let's talk about Shane and how much we want to fuck Shane. And then ever since then, like, queer stuff has become lesbian stuff, and lesbian stuff is just disgusting. It's the L word. Like, the L word is... I'm sorry, L word is, like, the worst show ever.
I agree. I was never a fan of it.
Ever since they came up with the L word, it's like they haven't had any queer characters, queer female characters on shows. They're just like, oh, I guess that's the L word.
Yeah, it's been done.
Them do that.
Yeah.
There's definitely a lack of understanding in the media as far as queerness and sexuality and gay and lesbian and all that kind of stuff. And I feel like that's kind of why I wanted to make a podcast, because I know that I have people who are savvy and get it, and just hearing us talk about this shit kind of gets that out there a little bit. Can we just make a distinction between gay and queer?
Okay. Dear faggles, gay is something that you see on Davy Street. It's probably got a flag attached to it, or it maybe resides in the suburbs where they don't really have people who engage with things critically. The Pride Parade, I would say, is gay. And then you have a distinction with gay and queer, where queer is something that is a little bit more critically engaged. Sometimes draws in politics. Like, there are a lot of East Van queers. They don't shower. They have the Dyke March, which is, I think, a little bit more on the side of queer, but it's still, you get Yvette Narlock. She always tells the same joke about how women are like spaghetti. They're straight until you get them wet, and we all feel uncomfortable about it. Nobody likes that joke, Yvette. But queer
I kind of enjoyed it.
Queer is a little bit more critically engaged. It also means you're not necessarily 100% gay. I don't know. Maybe there will be a dude who is totally awesome, who's super hot, and I will ride him like the wind.
Whoa.
But you just don't know. You don't know these things.
My mouth just dropped open in surprise.
Queer is like, you know, whatever. I'm attracted to people. And you can say, like, for me, I don't remember the last guy I thought I could maybe be in a relationship with. Mm-hmm. I thought of guys that I would do just because it would be a nice self-esteem boost, because women never hit on you and guys do, and it's really nice. But yeah, they're, like, I would consider people.
Mm-hmm. All right, so should we do our first segment?
I think that'd be a lovely idea.
Well, here we go, then.
Weekly highlights.
Okay, so in this segment, we just say what was something cool about our week. And it could be good, it could be bad, I don't care. It could be lame, and if it is, I'll cut it out.
Oh, God.
Dinah, what was the highlight of your week?
This week, I had a chance to see something from the Push Festival, and it was one of their...
What's the Push Festival?
The Push Festival, you ask, and I have to say, I don't know how to describe it to people. It's like alternative theater.
It's a fine arts festival.
A little bit weird, a little quirky, not your traditional performance on a stage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what they did is they closed down a street in Gastown, and they put on these like 10-minute little vignettes, these little tiny scenes that lasted for 10 minutes.
Where they push each other.
They literally push
each
other.
Like a mosh pit.
And you just watch, and you pay $20 to watch that.
Death metal mosh pit.
They have these brief scenes, 10 minutes long, where you watch these couples interacting, or single people interacting on the street. And they're actors, but they don't actually have any dialogue. And on a screen beside them or behind them, it's projected these inner thoughts of the characters happening in the scene.
Sounds cool.
Thanks, Joe. It was pretty cool. But they had like 9 of them. And so each one was 10 minutes, so you went from one to the next, to the next, to the next. But the first one we met happened to Kesh, and I thought this was smart of them to put it right at the entrance, is the sex sells idea is a couple, a man and a woman, who are on the street making out. So they're literally just making out for 10 minutes. And meanwhile, you're watching the screen beside them, and it's like, as he caresses her neck, he thinks of the first time he's ever kissed a woman. And then it's like, so it's like stating all this inner dialogue
inner thoughts,
of them, right? Which is kind of cool, but it was also, like, two things struck me as being particularly funny about this scenario. The first is that as we're standing there watching this scene unfold. And it's kind of, there's like this old Chinese lady standing right next to me. And she's watching the screen and she's got her like walker and she's like watching intently. And on the screen is coming up like, he wants to press his naked flesh against her. He wants to feel him, embrace him as he thrusts inside her. I don't know if he even said those exact words, but it was something highly sexual. And I'm like standing right next to this old lady watching at the same time. I'm like,
awkward.
Awkward. Like, it just was weird to think, I'm watching this at the same time as this lady.
And she was tweaking her nipple at the same time.
Yeah, right? That's when it got really weird.
She slowly takes one hand off the walker and reaches up to her boob.
I'm like, okay, moving on to the next installment.
She stays at that one stop
for the whole night. Like, oh, she really likes fine art.
I had this really funny image of like that two couple actors having made out for like, I don't know, however long this thing lasts, for an hour and a half. And then they're finally like, it's like, all right, wrap it up, it's done. And the woman removes herself from the makeout and she's got like scabs all
That's
over
what
her
I was
lips.
Saying.
From like, she's got like the scab goatee.
Exactly. That was the other second thought I thought. It was that, I can't take the credit for this one. This one was actually Laura's idea, but she's like, God, don't they need chapstick or something? Because they're literally just making out for 10 minutes. That's they get like crazy. A 2 minute pause. Yikes. And then they got to make out for another 10 minutes. And it's like some acting partner, and you have to act like really passionate and be like groping them and stuff. The other installments were interesting. It was an interesting concept. There were some pretty cool ideas. I was glad I went to see it, and it also helped that I was a little drunk to ward off the cold of standing outside for an hour.
I had a really good week, actually. But, okay, I had a funny moment. I had a funny SkyTrain trip home. I'm, like, the biggest people spy. I got binoculars in my apartment. I stare at people. And I'm looking around. I'm looking for people to look at. And my eyes fall upon this one guy, this one gentleman, who is probably 7 feet away, let's say. And he's got on a hat with a large brim, almost cowboy style, but not quite. And he's got his hair pulled in a ponytail. He's got a baby strapped to the front of him. And he's got sideburns that are very specific sideburns. His sideburns end probably at the top of his ear and then cut sharply towards his nose, probably going halfway across his cheek. Yes, no one has sideburns like this.
That is bizarre.
So there's this like line that cuts towards his nose. And he's not uber modern. Like, this guy like has a baby strap to him. He's got weird style, right? Like this,
like
weird
Aries
brim hat.
From Xena, early seasons.
Don't bring it back to Xena again. And then as soon as me and him make eye contact, he does this thing where he like looks at me and then he like pushes his hair behind his ear, accentuating the sideburns, and his hair is already nice. Behind his ears. You know that this guy is like so proud of his sideburns that he's waiting for people to look at him so he can like brush it, like turn his head to the side and brush his hair behind his ears, thus thrusting his pointed sideburns at you. So I like got a little creeped out. I'm like, ugh. And then I get to my stop and I get off and I'm like making my way up the escalator, and this one girl bursts ahead of me wearing UGG boots, and she gets 3 steps up and she takes a tumble to the point where I don't know where my slow reaction time happened. I have very slow reaction time, but I heard the tumble before I saw the tumble, and in my head I freaked out a little bit like something's coming at me, and then I know it's her tumbling up the escalator, and I'm about to say, are you okay, right? But then it's like I make that one decision in my head where it's like, should I say it or will it embarrass her? And by that time she's already recovered from it and has made her way up the stairs without doing the whole turn around oh my god kind of thing. And 2 steps later, huge tumble again. She tumbles twice and then recovers again and scurries up the stairs. Highlight of my week.
Yeah.
Sideburn man with the cowboy hat with baby on his front, and then UGG boot takes a tumble twice.
That is brilliant. Actually, my highlight is also from the SkyTrain.
You gotta love public transit. It gives you lots of stories.
Yeah. I'm a librarian. I had to take the SkyTrain home from work, and there was a lady sitting there. She's kind of weird looking. I don't know. She just seems the crazy type.
You and, usually spot them.
But I was standing right there because I have a second sense. It's My second SkyTrain sense?
Would you call it your sixth sense?
Maybe. Second sense. No, just two.
It's just the eyes.
Just have the one and then the other.
She can see the crazy.
You only have two senses.
The first one is hearing, the second one is seeing.
Yeah. I saw her crazy all over her. And then my sixth sense also said, this one's crazy. And I usually stand right near where somebody is about to get off the SkyTrain. So I was trusting my sixth sense. But this one was the crazy one. And so it was this lady, and she was wearing, like, these really ridiculous rubber boots. Like, you know the rubber boots that have, like, really cool things on them? Mm. Hers were rubber boots that had something totally lame on them, but I've forgotten what they were. But they were just, like, just really colorful boots. But she was like, you know, over-the-hill kind of lady. And just totally inappropriate for her to be wearing these, like, children's type boots.
Not age appropriate.
Yeah. And so she was sitting there, and she starts saying to me, like, oh, I was just at the mall. God, I had to run for the SkyTrain. And I thought, oh, that's great. Like, I just, you know, you want conversation to go smoothly. And I'm pretty good at like, party conversations that are really awkward. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty good at SkyTrain conversation. And then she was like, oh, so I was just at the mall. Where were you at? And I said, oh, I was at work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she asked me a bunch of questions about, like, do I like wine? And I was like, oh, yeah, I like wine. Wine is good. And she said, how about Russian wine? And I said, is that just vodka? I don't know what you're saying. I've never heard of Russian wine.
How about Russian wine?
Is that vodka?
And she was Russian, and so she was trying to, like, promote Russian wine, I guess. But I still have never, ever heard of Russian wine. I still feel like it's vodka.
Because all Russians get royalties from the Russian wine sales.
Basically, yeah. It's like how the Brits get royalties from that horrible oil leak company. But anyway, it pays for their retirement. And then BP.
That's what I know.
Yeah. So anyway, she was talking about wine and stuff. And then she was like, oh, well, where do you work? And, you know, I said I worked at the library. And she said, oh, you a librarian? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, then answer me this. If I was born with vagina and with penis.
Come on, that's what's her question.
This is what she says in the, like, really stereotypical Russian accent. If I was born with vagina and penis, who do I marry?
Is and this a mad TV character?
I know, right? And I said, well, whoever you like. Canada. And then she just laughed. Oh, whoever. Maybe both, huh? And I said, yeah, okay. And this is my stuff.
That's a stat. I often have wanted to ask librarians that.
Yeah, you know, we get the weirdest questions.
Do you think she goes to all the libraries and asks that?
Yeah, I think that she does.
You know what? I am going to do that. I'm going to go to the Vancouver Public Library.
Yeah.
Go to, like, the historic periodical section or something.
And then you have to phrase it like this. If I was born with penis and vagina.
Okay.
Who do I marry?
Okay, and I'm gonna do it with the Russian accent, even though I'm obviously not Russian.
Yes.
If I was born with penis and vagina, who should I be marrying? Tell me this, librarian lady. And they're like, this is historic periodicals.
That is awesome. That is a good highlight.
Good highlight.
Yeah, thanks.
Alright, you wanna do another segment?
Yeah.
Comebacks.
So you think you can make fun of me? Well, I don't know what to say. Comebacks.
You're just gonna come up with the comeback to whatever this person says to you. And okay, someone comes up to you and they say, what do you do for a living? And you say, why, I'm a librarian. And they say, what, are you gonna tell me to shush? What do you say?
No, I'm gonna tell you to eat shit. Yeah, let me Google that for you.
But wait, you're gonna say it like, no, wait, I'm gonna tell you to eat Shit.
You gotta deliver it better.
Oh, I suck at this.
I know everybody does. It's so hard to come up with the shit on the spot.
Okay, wait. So they say, are you gonna tell me to shush?
Yeah, and you're gonna say, I'm gonna tell you to shit on your face. Wasn't that your
really
answer?
Really hard for them.
Physically, would be difficult.
I'm gonna help you find some books about removing your ribs so that you can shit on your face.
Yeah. Now that's a comeback.
It's long and elaborate. It has a great finale.
Yeah.
Diana?
Actually, you stole my thing. I was gonna say that I was gonna tell you to push this book up your ass.
Or maybe let me bring you to the 822.33 section so I can give you some Shakespeare to shove up your fucking ass.
Wow, Dewey Decimal joke.
Dewey Decimal.
That was a Dewey Decimal burn.
That was the best burn / comeback I have ever heard. Ever. In the history of mankind. I can't compete with that one.
All right. I say that we workshop a film.
Okay.
Yes.
So this is what we would like to call Hollywood's next development.
Love stories with leprechauns and fetuses. Hollywood's next development.
So we've played Hollywood's next development before, and it's like, hey, what do you think the next development to come out of Hollywood is? And I think that we're going to change it up a little bit, and we're actually going to pitch an idea to Hollywood, and they're going to pick up our idea. So we're going to green light this idea.
Now let's give the honor to Miss Ashley.
I want a steampunk movie. Steampunk has been a big thing in young adult literature lately.
Steampunk for dummies.
Okay, so Victorian or Edwardian England.
Don't use those words. I'm a dummy.
Okay, so late 19th century, early 20th century.
Okay, when I say dummy, I mean you say... A while back,
and during the olden times, when we don't got nothing but steam-powered trains on them steam-powered train tracks.
I'm with you.
Right. We bring some robot technology into that, and imagine that old people who lived back then were as smart as we are now.
Okay.
And got cool gadgets. Yeah.
Now I gotcha.
Okay, so I really would love to see a steampunk Iron Man. You know, Iron Man, he's got all those gadgets and he's built in a machine and stuff. But imagine that machine suit is all steam powered and has all the, like, you know, 100 years ago when they were trying to think of things the future would have? Imagine if they actually could achieve those and they had basically iPhones like built into their weird steam power machines of Iron Man. That would be so cool. I would love that.
Okay.
Yeah, Hollywood, get on it.
I'm gonna be pitching it like I'm pitching it to an agent. So here's my like highlights to like sell it's like the sexy parts. I'm like, okay, so there's a scene where he's so fucking, you know, he's wearing the hot metal suit and it's powered by steam, so he's sexy. So this could be a scene where he's like naked and he has to get into this and he steps out and he's all like sweaty. And then
Because of the steam.
Wait.
But remember, Hollywood has to appeal to 18 to 40 year old men.
Don't worry, I wasn't finished with the scene. And that's when the sex puss of the month, whoever that is, whatever actress is that at the time,
sex puss,
will come out and be like, "Let me towel you off with my steam powered towel," because everything's ridiculously steam powered there.
And it goes beep boop beep.
And then she wraps, and it's like, so that's like one cut scene that you'd see in the commercial.
Yeah.
Another one, so we were looking for like, once again, this is dynamic things you'd see like in the trailer.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing steam junk power Iron Man. Steam, is that what it's called?
Anyway. Steam junk. Yeah. We want to see RDJ steam junk.
Steampunk.
Steampunk.
BTW, RDJ is Robert Downey Jr. Holla!
Anyways, so there's a scene where they're like, okay, he's fighting some bad guy. There's got to be some sort of bad guy. I think it should be TikTok from the Return to Oz, but he'll be steam powered. And you'll have a fancier hat.
Yeah.
And Kesha will be in the soundtrack singing Tick Tock, Tick Tock.
Yeah. Exactly. And there'll be a fight scene between Iron Man and him. But here's the clincher. Right during a really intense scene where he's about to punch Tick Tock's head off, he'll reach the end of the line where his power suit is hooked up to the steam thing. And then it'll be like, oh, my tube is too short. That'll be a cliffhanger.
And then there'll be like a joke clip where like he's like releasing steam from his suit, but it comes out like his ass, and it's like, oops, was that me?
Yeah. That would totally appeal to the 18-year-olds.
Yeah, and with a lot of steampunk, I find that there are women dressing up as men, which is very sexy. And maybe
that's so steampunk.
There could be some like gay tension, and like the audience knows that she's a lady.
Yeah.
But he thinks that she's a dude.
Yes.
And he has like these inappropriate steam feelings for her. Yeah, and
she really makes my
steam fuck her. Yeah. And it's totally hot. And then there's some other babe who he's not really into, and she's totally into this other dude, but the other dude's a lady, and we know that she's a lady, and then they make out, and it's totally hot.
That would
and
be
then
sidekick.
They steam scissor it. I just want some steam scissoring, you know? That's all a girl asks for, is some steam scissoring.
Yeah.
I think Hollywood can bring it.
I think that they've got the finances, they could do that.
Okay, so I want to do the gay slang segment.
Dictionary have words like poontang. What good's a dictionary if it ain't got gay slang?
Woohoo!
I got it already. Okay, so this is how it goes. We're each gonna draw from a hat. The three things will string together to make a slang saying, and we have to define that slang saying.
And it has to be faggoty.
It will be.
Okay.
Yes, it's gay slang. So Dinah gets hat number one. I get hat number two. How old are you?
The shitty ones are in hat number three, aren't they? I pull out hammock.
You hold it, hold it.
Hold your hat, you crazy freak.
Okay, ready? We're each going to take one thing.
Just one?
Yeah,
one at a time, for the love of Pete. And I start first, so don't say your thing yet.
It'll go me, then Diana, then me, then you. Okay, ready?
Okay, I start?
Yep.
Dogged.
Gay.
Surprise.
A dog.
I got a good one for this one.
Okay, what is it?
Okay, I think it's where everybody else in your family knows you're gay before you are, and all your friends know you're gay before you are, and they're constantly being like, they're like, yeah, because you're gay, and you're like, what? No, I'm not. I'm not. And then finally, when you come out, they're all like, yeah, that's a dogged gay surprise.
It actually reminds me of when I started dating Michael. Michael, you're going to think the story is hilarious because it's a nostalgia flashback. But when I started dating Michael, his German Shepherd died, and it was like his dog.
Baron.
And as a birthday present, I had bought a life-size German Shepherd puppet.
I don't know where this is going.
And it was like really, it's supposed to be really romantic. Like I sent him on this huge scavenger hunt where it was like he would find a clue and it would lead him to another location where that would be a clue to the next clue and so on and so on. And one of them, like, he had to call a friend, and then eventually it led him back to our bedroom, and in our bed was this dog puppet, and so that was the last place he looked for the clue, and he pulled back the sheets, and there was the German Shepherd, and he screamed. He thought that I had put a dead dog in our bed. He thought that I had put his dead German Shepherd in our bed, and that was his, like, birthday surprise. So that's a dog gay surprise.
Okay, side note, I thought you'd go in a different direction with this. Because that exact same puppet, I remember you saying you would give each other hand jobs with it while your hand was inside the puppet. So it was like the German Shepherd's mouth giving you a hand.
Yeah, but I think Michael probably started crying every time that happened. So it just never became a reality.
I don't know if I told you that, but we never actually did that. But that is a good definition. It's when you give your boyfriend a hand job with a dog puppet. That's a dog to gay surprise. Ashley?
A dogged gay surprise is when you're looking for something and like, by dogged, I can't find anything. And you're just searching on your hands and knees, and all of a sudden your pants come down from your waist to your knees, and you get a whole big old luby penis in your aim, and that is a dogged gay surprise. I can't believe nobody else went to doggy stuff. Come on.
Wow, I think I'm kind of innocent though. Come on.
I can't believe that sometimes when you're searching for things, your pants fall down to your knees.
It's a luby penis.
I think that's a problem.
You know, when it's not a luby penis, I just can't get off.
I like how you described anus as anus. In your anus.
Big luby penis in your anus. Wow. That took all the...
You're the demented. Sex. Okay, one more.
All right. Okay. Y'all ready? Got your papers ready?
Yeah.
Okay. First word, bawling.
Fag.
Shortcoming.
A bawling fag shortcoming.
A bawling fag shortcoming.
Okay. Well, the obvious thing here is to say that he can't get his cock ring in place.
Totally.
Obvious. Or yeah. Just small penis.
Yeah, I think it's a small penis. Simple as that.
Whoa, you guys are so boring. Okay, clearly a bawling fag shortcoming is when you try to lit a cigarette that's held between the two balls of the gay fag you're about to do, but it's a cigarette, so it's like a fag, and it's a ballad, so you light it while it's in between the balls, but the fag that you're smoking is too short, so it keeps burning the dude's balls.
Well, that's obviously the definition, because I had that exact problem yesterday, and I was like, I fucking wish this had a name for it, because I'm having difficulties letting the short fag between this man's balls.
It's a bit of a shortcoming.
I wish I had a faggy, bawling, what is it? Bawling fag
bawling shortcoming. Fag shortcoming.
Wow. You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Ashley's like on a roll here. And she's also looking
yeah,
at all
through
of them.
All of them. So
oh, you're fine.
Okay. Cheater. I saw you picking out the one you wanted. Okay. First word, lacy.
Bye.
Porthole.
A lacy bye porthole.
Nice.
That's like, you know, gays have their glory holes. But lesbians have a lacy bi porthole. So it's a glory hole, but it's a little bit more fancy. You know?
I think there should be curtains around
like
the
instead
actual.
Of it being cut out of a urinal wall, it seemed like, you know, it's like a nice lacy curtain and they've cut a hole in it and the woman like presses that hole against her vaginal opening, and that's how the lacy bi porthole works.
Wow,
that's beautiful. I would wish there was one next to me.
Why, there just happens to be.
Woo! Copyright.
Time for some cunnilingus.
What do you got?
Well, it's clearly, I mean, a porthole that goes both ways. And then it's, like, lacy, so then you have to go to, like, a fucking shower to go to it, like a baby shower where they always have fucking doilies everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to touch one of the lacy bi portals to go both ways between whichever world you're at and the one before. I'm sorry, it's just not sexual. There's a lacy bi portal for everyone in that porthole TV show with
Sliders.
Jerry O'Connor.
Sliders.
Yeah.
That's actually what the portals were called. They were called lacy bi portals.
I can see them trying to fit that into a serious
in that
scene.
Show Sliders. Actually,
damn it, Alan or whatever his name is, jump into the lacy bi porthole.
Come on, you know that Wade, there is slash fiction out there about Wade and some sort of lacy bi porthole out
name?
There. No, that was the hot ladies.
Hot chick?
Yeah, with the redheads, you know, she was awesome. She got put in jail and they just left her there.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
For sure, that ended 20 years ago.
Spoiler alert.
If y'all are downloading it right now as we speak, you're fucked.
You know what? I have a friend who's watching The X-Files right now in Spanish to learn Spanish. And you know what Scully
nice.
Is called?
What?
Escali.
Escali.
Escali. Because there is no word that starts with just S. It's E-S. Everything that's an S, like Espanol.
Yes.
Yeah.
Escali.
Ah. Yeah.
So the original name for Sliders was lesbian.
E-Sliders. Was... E-Star Trek.
Seriously, it's E-Star Trek. Yeah. Oh, can we add a segment? I'm sorry, this is your show.
Oh my god, it's like every Michael Beck.
Yeah, you guys have got ADD, man.
Ultimate Threesome! And then sometimes you choose like a celebrity, right? For your ultimate threesome. But that's really boring. So you have Ultimate Threesome Senior Edition. And you have to choose people who are old. Old people to have a threesome with.
Well,
and
who's the third?
For yourself. You plus two people. Okay, so if you're going for ladies, they have to be old enough that they can play Tom Hanks' mom in Forrest Gump. If you're going for dudes, they have to be old enough to actually look like Tom Hanks. As is. As is means as they are today. Like if you said, oh, I want B. Arthur as is, you'd be a fucking necrophiliac. Yeah.
This is such a random segment.
Can I pick Anderson Cooper?
I don't feel like he could play Tom Hanks' mom.
He's not supposed to. What's happening?
He has to be Tom Hanks as is, or Tom Hanks' mom circa 1994. I'm sorry, I feel really bad because you like men, and a lot of Tom Hanks men just do not look very great. Although Sean Connery would be a nice option.
Yeah.
Imagine sticking a finger up his anus.
Oh,
that feels so nice. It's really quite delicious. Like stroll up on the torch.
No.
You don't have to wiggle a finger.
Please, stop it.
You're so good.
I'm
done, I'm trying to gross myself out.
Let's do another segment.
She's like, this will never end. Joey can edit forever and ever.
Actually, I was going to say we should wrap this up.
No.
Yeah, I think it's done.
No.
Yeah, it's time to finish it.
Joey.
It's already done.
I feel like we have only like 20 minutes of usable material.
Oh, we have lots, much more than that. In your drunken haze, you must have forgotten the hours of talking that you did.
We're going on hour 5 at this point.
I'm glad that you're so excited. Like, there is so much more you're
right. Why don't we just do every segment and you can edit it?
Yeah, I would love that. Ashley never wants it to end. But it has to end at some point, and I hope that our fagels never want it to end either. I hope that you just want to listen and listen and listen and listen until you have bed sores and haven't changed your clothes. And, I mean, you can do that. Download all the episodes. We're now on iTunes. So search for Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Queer Eye for the Straight... No.
That's not
it. We both got it wrong.
So just search for Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
For the Pink Eye.
And find us on Facebook. Search for Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
Queer Eye for the Pink Eye.
And thanks, Ashley, for coming.
Thank you, Ashley. Thank you for your inane, non-sequitur rambles. That was ridiculous.
Say bye to our fagels.
Goodbye, fagels.
And we'll see you next week.
I've often thought about people wearing skinny jeans. If they get explosive diarrhea, will it spurt out the back?